What's in that one right there?
It's the bull rider. Sorry. It's the bull rider.
Bull rider's got my
courtesy of
smacking me in my head top right now, fam.
I already know Smiley, Mr. BLB. Shout out, We Love Hip Hop, you know? We're in the building. Gang.
Yo, it's the legend Adam Bomb. We love hip hop. Always.
What up, man? It's your boy Gangsta here. Shout out to We Love Hip Hop. Holla.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangsta ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what, Freddy? I'm not looking down.
One, two, three.
He just started the video, and I've been started. I've been on. New Black of the Dawn.
Bring that shit back. Bring that shit back.
Jesus!
Hey. So this is the first for 2019 for Black Panther?
Yeah.
Got on my knees and
pray for the drip.
Nobody answered, I fell out of hurt. I know the Lord is mad. All of the work that I'm saying. I ask the Lord for forgiveness. I got to roll with the killers and roll with the realists. Some of my ops are fathers. I got to kill them. I can feel bad for their children. They kill my uncle. They tell me man. He got two daughters. Right now they sad.
Next track I got right here is...
And they say dad.
Spin done.
DJ show what? Love, but I'm in the building. Promoter, oh, yeah. Get mad. My strap in the building. I tell him, cool, get that.
Big up to Spang. It's a big, big tune right here. And big up to Unruly on the, in the comments box. Every tune is a big fucking tune.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey! Nigga talking that shit right there.
Skirting no teeth for a wop. Counting this side to go wop.
Excuse me.
Wop.
Okay.
Yo, man. Do you have the screwdriver, sir?
All right. So we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Mr. Morfia, aka Mr. 2019. And to the right of me,
it's me. That same nigga from 2018.
Hey.
PK Herx, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore on Instagram. You done know that's me. You want to find me? You know where to find my page. But yeah, 2019, we about to start it off right.
Yeah, man.
So let's do this.
It's a very special day, you know what I'm saying? Before I explain why it's so special, I need everybody in the listening audience, or the viewing audience who's watching this on the YouTubes and whatnot, to please subscribe, okay? Hit that subscribe button in the corner. Make sure to subscribe to the channel so you'll know when we're dropping new videos daily. Hit that notification bell. And for all those people in the listening audience, all the people on SoundCloud, all the people on Spotify, SoundCloud, all y'all people, make sure to subscribe to the places you're listening to, you know what I'm saying?
I got one thing to add real quick.
Yes, sir.
Big up all the people in the street that stopped me. Thank you. I appreciate that. But for the people in the street that asked me what happened to our YouTube page, we've said it before. Our page was suspended. Now we have a new YouTube page. The new YouTube page is Friday.
We Love Hip Hop Network.
And we also have a website.
We Love Hip Hop .ca.
Thank you, Friday.
Jeez.
And that was my public service announcement.
Yo, real talk though, make sure to subscribe to the new channel, because a lot of people are thinking that you're watching this on the old channel and it's not the old channel, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You would think a suspension means you get it back, but we're on a super suspension right now.
Yeah, you know, YouTube can be kind of, you know, kind of strict. You know what I'm saying? Saf's telling me I'm dripping. She's not talking about the drip.
She's not talking about the right drip.
But, you know, speaking of drip, if y'all see the drip that I'm wearing here, the OVO drip, and we're in a very special studio today. You know what I'm saying?
Not our local, not our usual spot.
Yeah, you don't see us over at the Youngsterdam event center or event space right now where we're usually at. Right now, we're over here at the CR1 studio, right? This is a special place. It's home to many artists. Pyrex be recording over here.
There's a hint in the background if you just pay attention.
You know what I'm saying? Who else? Black of the Dawn, We Love Hip Hop alumni be recording over here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And a little known rapper, I think his name is Drake. I think he records over here. I'm not sure.
I've seen the plaques on the wall, so I'm pretty sure he records here.
You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to OVO 40, the homie, the AKA Bibber, who let us use the space today. We got a very special interview that we're going to be doing over here in the space. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's more fire as usual.
Yes. You know, shout out.
Also, please, if you want to get on our mailing list, you know what I'm saying, so that you can get like newsletters, different things that we send out super early to the people, make sure to hit us up on our email. That's welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com. Scene?
Yes, sir. Send those emails, send your inquiries and all that stuff.
So we got a top six list that's been pretty heavy this week, yo.
Oh, really?
Yes, 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 yes. My mic keeps on fucking drooping down like
that. Yeah, I had to do repairs to mine and live on camera.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hold on a second. Let me fix your...
We'll do our MacGyvers right there on the scene, you know what I mean? Because that's how we do it, you know what I mean? Raw, uncut in this motherfucker. But... Raw, I'm going to give it to you.
Friday's on one today.
I'm happy, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my Mary J shit today, you know what I'm saying? Let me fix my mic, you know what I'm saying? Get my... my Tim the Tool Man on right now. This top six this week has been very, very crazy. The Common Gang has been going nuts.
They've been letting you know?
What? Letting me know? Dog, they're flying from all over the place. I'm talking about Instagram. They're on the YouTube comments.
All platforms.
All platforms. They're just like, yo, we need to see so-and-so. We need to see so-and-so. So the number one, when we get to number one, that is fucking unanimous. And everybody else who made it on this list, there's been a lot of votes that's going out. So big up to the Comment Gang. Big up yourselves for show, you know, supporting us. You know what I'm saying?
Telling us what the number one should be.
Mm-hmm.
Giving the artist validation for their work.
Yeah, man. And this list has become a very popular thing in the city where people are like, yo, how can I get up on the list, fam? And it's like, yo.
Release a hot track.
Release a hot track. Get it out in the good timing and we'll make sure to we review it and get it on the list. You know what I'm saying? But let's run it down. Mm. For all you listening on this, I'm drinking water. Number six. Rony, Dark Joker.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Rony is back once again, week after week, consecutively dropping videos.
Yeah, he's been working.
Yeah, man, like, in the last month, the man has dropped 3 videos. So maybe he's missed 1 week where he dropped a video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got to catch up.
Yeah. So he's been on our list literally for the last 3 weeks straight with music videos, a new song. You know what I'm saying? So big up to Rony. Big, big tune.
He's been working hard since he touched.
Yeah, man, like... Album's supposed to be dropping January 18th.
Looking forward to that.
Mm. So big up to you, Rony. Big, big tune. Number five, another We Love Hip Hop alumni, A.R. Paisley, featuring Bird Gang, Jonathan Tatter, and the Brown Boy, or the collective called the Brown Boys. The track is called Stick Up. Now, that's the tune there. I seen, I think Adam 22 was talking about the tune he had before. But this man is on the list right now for 15 hottest artists to look for in Toronto.
Nice. That's a good list to be on.
Yeah, man. Double XL.
Oh, wow.
So big up to you. Cool down the dance hall. Hey, if you heard that sound effect I just
did right there. Was that KRS?
What? Cool down the dance hall.
Okay.
I think that might be a KRS one. But yeah, big up to A.R. Paisley. You know what I mean? He's doing it big for the Brown Boys. Big up Saga. Saga, stand up. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. Next on our list, though, number four, 100 Watts, Goodbye. Oh. Mm. Yeah, man, 100 watts. He's coming through. What's in that one right there?
It's the Bull Rider.
Sorry.
It's the Bull Rider.
Bull Rider's got my
courtesy of
smacking me in my head top right now, fam. Holy dog. Oh. Yo, 100 watts?
Friday lost his chain of thought for a second.
100 watts of fucking fire in my head top just now, man.
The blunt put him in his place.
Jesus Christ. Big up to 100 watts, though. Track is fire. The fucking, the messaging in it is fire because like a tune about betrayal and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Man is doing his thing, dog. You know what I'm saying? We see you out there, dog. But we're in our top three now. Okay, and this is really hard to decide between number three and number two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, because the comments were out super, super strong on that one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, number three, Blizzy, Shining. Now, that guy right there, his comments were coming out real, real strong. And the track is fire. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But the comments were coming out hella, hella strong on that. But it was a toss-up between him and number two. I had to literally go into the counts and go through the different platforms to see which one was going to be number two or number three.
Do the official tally.
Yeah, man. That one was a tight one right there. So shout-out to you, Blizzy. Tune is fire. You know what I'm saying? Number two, Dice Trench, Woke. Now, that's some lyrical shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Return of lyrics in 2019?
Yeah. Lyrics ain't dead yet. You know, people still want to hear rappers rap. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that anybody else on this list wasn't rapping. This is all, when I look at this list, everybody's is rapping on this list.
That's good.
There's some auto-tune here and there, maybe on a hook, but everybody's just spitting on this list right here.
Nice. You know I don't mind auto-tune in a hook.
Mm. And that just shows what Toronto wants when you really look at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So big up to Dice Trench. You know, hitting number two, especially with the type of rap it is, like it's very boom bappy. You know what I'm saying? So
it's spoken.
Yeah, man, the people have definitely spoken with that one right there. But at number one,
Rastafari.
Now, number one, okay, this one is for the ladies.
Oy.
All right.
Okay.
Gold London Juice.
Gold London?
Or Goldie London.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know I'd be fucking up like, the names.
Gold London? That don't make no sense. Goldie London, yeah, okay.
When she pulls up on the show, because, you know, she's going to pull up on the show, you know what I'm saying? She can be like, yo, it's Goldie, fam. Or she might be like, it's actually gold.
Well, go on.
But, yo, her track, Juice, that video is fucking fire. Okay, like the visuals on it, you know what I mean? It's real clean looking, it's very professional looking, and the track, she's fucking spitting. She's on that boss chick shit. I ain't gonna say the B word.
I can't be a side chick or whatever. Yeah, that's a track, right? I can't be a side chick. Yeah, facts. She knows her worth. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, man.
Straight.
Yeah, man.
Nothing wrong with she knowing her worth.
And the comment gang came out stupid. Yo, strong.
Yeah, listen to me. That track is fire. Yo, she sent some shots, eh? She sent some shots in that
Thank
track.
Thank you. So you believe that's a shot too, right?
Bro, listen to me. Like, I'm not trying to be, I don't know if I'm the only one who, I know someone else said it before. I'm not acting like this is my original take. But I remember a man saying, yo, what happened to all the girls that were flossing? Now that Backpage is gone? Listen to me. This is not my words. This is someone else's words. Right? And I was like, whoa, I never really thought about that for a second.
Pop up on his fucking
right? But hey.
Yeah, that was a bar. When I heard that bar, my eyebrows went,
That raised your eyebrows.
What? Oh. Yeah, I was there with Sav. Hey, Sav, that shot. I was like, hey, Sav, that shot right there.
That's a shot.
You don't even, because I don't know who, let me be honest. I'm very new to Goldie London. I see that she got tracks out there.
Yeah.
But I'm new to her.
Me too.
Right? But when I heard that, I was like, who's she talking about? Like, as if there was some kind of history that already just popped into my mind.
Like, you think she's talking directly to somebody.
You know what I'm saying?
Who she may be. She may. Well, that's a question we can find out when she comes.
Yeah. Definitely. There's a couple more honorable mentions I want to mention as well here. There's a few tracks that should have made it on.
Okay,
so big up to Speng Don. The track, one of the tracks I played in the beginning, WAP.
Yeah.
That should have been on the list. Okay. I fucked up right there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, did it make the 10?
It didn't make the 10. And if it did, it probably would have been on this top 6 list right now. Okay, it's like 5,000 views plus in like just a few days. It's like people are loving the tune, and as far as just his fans and people who are like new fans and stuff like that. So it's definitely a track that's an honorable mention that should have got on here.
Okay.
Black of the Dawn as well, another track that I played in the beginning, Pray for the Drip. That drop, I put out the video. I try to get everything done early and shit like that. Have a fucking life. You know what I'm saying? And AKA go back and do some other work in the house while that shit is exporting. And I'm watching the next day when the video is published, and I'm like, sorry guys. So yeah, sorry guys, I fucked up on that one right there. But also Thoroughbred, he has a track with Free Eye called Trust is a Luxury. It was premiered on Grime Daily's YouTube channel. That shit is fire, you know what I'm saying? That was in the top 10, but didn't get onto the top 6. As well as Slim De Niro, No Hesitation, Juice.
That's got a lot of baddies in it.
Oh, the Slim De Niro?
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, you saw that video?
I be watching. Fred be like, oh, a lot of baddies in that video.
Listen, I don't know what's going on. If he brought the baddies over from Pickering and brought them downtown to where he was shooting the video, or they're downtown bred baddies, you know what I'm saying? But wherever these ones were bred, they're well bred.
Right, Freddy.
Well-bred baddies. That's the name of the episode right there.
Okay.
Well-bred baddies.
We'll see for now.
For now. Also, and that's We Love Hip Hop alumni, of course. And Juice, aka Rochester 2.0, he has a track called Lullaby.
Mm-hmm, I've seen that.
You know what I'm saying? Man's in Dubai stutting. You know what I'm saying? Didn't invite man's on the trip or nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got a passport. And Naira, Suicidal Thoughts. So, big tune. You know what I'm saying? Couple more things I want to bring up while we're waiting for our guests to get here. You seen the Chromas thing?
I seen what you posted about Chromas, and then I seen another story. One of my friends was like, you know, free my dog. But So what happened? Is she in or is she out? What's going on?
Well, from what I was seeing through different outlets, I seen on 6 Buzz first, she was getting like, they showed her outside of the car or whatever. I guess they were handcuffing her and shit like that.
That was her in the clip there?
I think so.
With the walking backwards?
Yeah. That clip.
Okay.
And then there's another one of her that I found on YouTube. I want to shout out the people who did, but sorry. I'll remember later. When you get the... then you'll see that shit. Okay? But yeah, when she's in the car and she's like, yo, these guys are profiling us. And
Yeah.
So shout out to Chromas, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully she gets through with whatever that's going on with that. She was outside of Club Moda when this shit happened.
Okay.
Right? But it brings up a different conversation.
Sure.
Carding is back.
Wow, you didn't realize that? It never went nowhere.
It never went nowhere, technically.
They just slowed it down, that's all.
Yeah.
Now it's time to reinforce that shit.
But now they kind of said, hey, we're going to be technically carding you. Like, oh, we're going to pull you over because weed laws and everything.
Bro, the new driving, impaired driving laws, these, stop, get pulled over, and they can ask for breathalyzer now. Even if they don't suspect you're drunk or have had any alcohol in your system, they can just say, oh, yeah, we pulled you over. You know what? Let's get a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? You blew over the limit. You're under arrest for DUI.
But
well, there's a certain limit. You got to blow over a certain point, right? I don't know what the actual, I think like 0.80 or some shit. I don't know.
Well, we had this discussion with Lava and them when we were like, yo, how do you dictate from the man who smokes all day long from the guy who just smokes one joint a day?
Yeah, that's different because I say right now, I got more than 5 nanograms of weed in my system at all times.
This is more than 5 nanograms right here.
I know that, but I'm saying I'm already got more than 5 in my system, even if I don't smoke.
When niggas wake up and not even have the first spliff of the day and got 5 nanograms in our system. So basically, and for anybody who's like that, you know what I mean? Mad hood niggas, you're a target.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I'm saying?
Who smokes and drives?
Many people on Instagram.
Mostly who smokes and drives.
He's outside.
You know, niggas be smoking and driving in their whips, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
on the gram.
And they're doing a blitz now, starting Monday, distracted driving and tag and tow shit. So if you park illegally, you're going to get ticketed. And if you're not fast enough, you're going to get towed. And then they're watching out for distracted drivers on the streetcar. Why are they going to be on the streetcar? So when you're driving in your whip, you think you're slick.
You're driving, and the boy never going to be looking out the window of the street.
Spotters, they're going to be spotting, looking for people. And then what are they going to do? They're going to forward the message on the radio to the police in the cruiser and come pull you over, give you your ticket.
They're like, pull up. Wow. So if you just look at if you're on the streetcar and you're banging on your fucking, you're knocking some tunes.
Put your phone on airplane mode. That's what I'm saying.
You know, you're knocking some tunes, and then you're in your phone, you're doing an Instagram post or whatever, and you look up in the window, and you see some guy just waving at you. You're like, yeah.
Yep.
Expect to get pulled over just now.
Yes, sir.
What else do I have here? Praz of the Fugees is facing up to facing charges in a $9 billion money laundering scandal.
Whoa.
Okay. So, shout out to Sav, because Sav been
putting... That's what Praz has been up to?
No, Praz is on some... Like, you know how Akon has been buying electricity and shit like that?
Yo, Akon gave lights to, like, half Africa.
Yeah. Akon's been on his grind. So, there's some big thing that Praz was involved in here, right?
Okay.
Our guest of the evening is just arriving, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. $1 million developed by Burhard. I don't know. I don't want to go deep into it because I don't have all the facts here and Sav was just filling me in earlier.
We're going to have to get more facts, but damn, $9 billion.
It's a ring that he's been like allegedly involved with since 2009 to 2014. And like basically... I don't know.
Because, like, what really happened? Have you ever heard him after the Fugees?
No, I've seen him on Vlad a few times. So he's been around. He's been connecting his money to a lot of politics. That's the thing that Praz has been doing, right? So with all of that, I'm hoping that, he gets through with whatever, but I don't know. What was it again, Sav? Can you give me a fill me in quick on this?
Basically, it's a conspiracy to launder money.
Oh.
Basically, is what it is. So he basically helped keep the investigation from like happening.
Oh.
So he like impeded the investigation. And his name is on the things, and his email is delegated past, and things like that.
Yeah, he put a monkey wrench in the Mandem investigation.
And now it's
documented.
So.
Wow. Yeah.
So ooh la la la,
yeah. You mind? Don't sing too much of that though.
Yeah.
YouTube may come for us.
I know, right? Fucking copyright. You sang Fugees ooh la la. So courtesy of Sony Music.
Yeah, like
like shit, man. My voice isn't even that good, fam. Last thing, Porsche dealership. Okay.
My God, this kid is an idiot, bro.
So there's a man that crashed into a Porsche dealership. Okay, it was right downtown by Front and Parliament, the one over there.
He wanted to go to jail.
Yeah, he said he was having a bad day.
Oh, but okay. When I have a bad day, I don't go smash into a Porsche dealership, hit 2 high end Porsches, and then go right on 3 or 4 of them. Yeah. My ex girlfriend's name.
Yeah, shout out to Eve.
Yeah, fuck.
Eve, if you're out there listening, somebody, you got that firebox right there, Eve. Woo!
Hey, all I know is she fucked up his day.
Listen, she fucked up his life, okay? The man got so cheese, he crashed in the thing, scar up the fucking car, and said, yo.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, was the man like, do you think he was driving and they were arguing and she said something and the man just got vexed and just banged the turn?
She wasn't there.
No, on the phone or whatever, like, you know, and you're, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's driving, they're in a heated argument over the phone or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, he's like, you know what, fuck you, this fucking, boom, and just bangs the turn right into the dealership, you know what I'm saying? Or was he just driving, like, how do you decide to just, like, drive into the dealership like that? You're not like literally drive into the dealership.
He was focused. Let me tell you why he's focused, okay? Because he went in, then got out, went and carved words. So he wasn't just like, panicking.
He wrote with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
But first they said the man was had his foot on the gas. Like, yo, he's like, you know, like, they're like, yeah, the tires were smoking.
Fuck it.
Right?
Fuck the world, this nigga said.
The man went in there. And yeah, he hit two cars, and then he rode on a third. Eve
cut him off from the firebox.
That guy's like, nobody works here by the name of Eve, by the way, just so you know. You know, so.
I love her!
Yeah, that's just.
I don't care!
No, I don't know if he was saying all of that, but they say, the man said, I was having a bad day.
He was.
I'm not high. I'm not drunk. I'm not on any drugs. I was just having a bad day.
Yeah, right, buddy.
This is what they said he said.
Okay, that's not gonna stop.
You said it.
Yeah.
All right, say it. Now We Love Hip Hop.
That's not Kurt. Those words are not the sentiments of the We Love Hip Hop podcast or We Love Hip Hop Network.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, disclaimer for that.
That's gonna be the thing floating across the screen, okay? If y'all want any banner services or any of that type of stuff, logos, mixtape covers, anything like that, holler at us also on our what do you call that? Email. Yeah. The Bull Rider got me on a wave right now. at We Love Hip Hop Toronto. Not at We Love. We Love Hip Hop Toronto @gmail.com.
Somebody's high.
A nigga high as a motherfucker. Let's cut to a break, man.
All right, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
We can introduce our guest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like okay, literally.
Just take a break. Dude,
we got rambling. Me giggly like a motherfucker. That
it's guy. Okay. Yeah. Let him
run. Yeah. Let him run.
You cut the camera?
No, you cut it.
He cut it.
Because he said a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still gotta run the tune.
Okay.
I'm keeping all that in the audio, eh? Jeez. We run a blood clot tune. Alright. You know what I'm saying? Fucking shout out to Tyrant, the track featuring Jurassic Darren. It's called Apocalypse. I'm running it off the wrong fucking platform, so don't mind me.
Okay.
This is how high niggas is it today. I'm running off the tablet when it's supposed to be coming out the phone. Okay, so shout out to the listening audience. If you all out there having some jokes on my expense, you're welcome. Okay? That's what I'm here
Friday's
for.
Friday's high.
Let's run the fucking tune. Blood clot. Come now. Fucking high as a motherfucker. Shout out to Tyrant.
I am the prophet, no stopping it. This word, I'm off my shit. I'll bring an apocalypse. I'll bring an apocalypse. I am the prophet, no stopping it. If it's war, then I'm off my shit. I'll bring an apocalypse. I'll bring an apocalypse. Yeah, dog, I'm off my shit. Since I was a jit, I run with the realest ones. So fuck all your feelings, bums. I ride out with goonies, cause say that I'm loony. If you slipping, you'll be bleeding profusely. All these pussy ass dudes, they amuse me. Do not step, I'm just doing my duty. I'm laying waste.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, so we got our interview of the evening popping off right now. You know what I'm saying? We're stepping into our 2019 in style. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
really happy because, like, I've been doing this top six list here every week for, like, about a year straight. All right? What's going on there? that music thing?
That's, yeah, that's you, man. That's your phone.
Okay,
man.
You
want to
start
it over
again?
No.
I'm
not
sitting down here with
who's
Jesus Christ. Yo, where is that coming from?
You want to start it over again?
Just keep the camera running. I'll cut that part out. Okay. Fuck all of that. But listen, I'd be putting together my top six list every week, right? Or our top six list in Toronto. And you are very popular. Every time you drop a video, besides the getting on the list right away, mm-hmm. the numbers I see like within a week are like 100K easy. Which means you got a lot of fucking people in the city who are checking for your music. Okay.
Respect. I appreciate that.
Crunchy music.
Crunchy music, you know?
And we love to see that. So with no further ado, we have Young Lava in the motherfucking building. Yeah, man. Yo, thank you for coming through, dog.
100%. Respect for having me.
You know what I'm saying? One thing, even when I with all those tracks there, and like, you know, No Hooks is like 167 foul right away off the hop. Stop Lying is 111 foul. Like, what's the reaction like when you walk on road after having videos like that? Like, you notice like people are like, "Yo, I seen you for the music."
Yeah,
video.
Man, I get the double look.
Yeah, eh?
I call it the double take. You know, like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not that bad. You know, I'm not really on that level where it's like I'm getting noticed by. I get noticed by, like, you know, like high school. You know what I mean? Like, I noticed that it's not like suburban.
Yeah.
It's not really no white folks coming up to me like, "Hey, y'all love," you know.
Yeah. And even like just to go back, like before you started rapping, like what was did you ever want to do something outside of rap?
You know, it's funny, I didn't even want to rap, but it's like, it's more like I feel like Toronto right now is being looked at a certain way for the music and basketball, and we're just, you know, we're getting live up right now, you know, so
yeah.
My bros rapping and shit, you know, so like, fuck, I seen the way he had it. He had his own little wave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace with him passing and shit. I just ended up, right, you know, taking it over. Like, yo, I'm gonna take it serious, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And like, you're representing the Rex, you know what 100%, I'm saying?
100%, all the way through 1805, you know?
Yeah.
All the way to the town and back again, you know what I mean?
Okay. So what was life like in the teenage time for you before rapping? Like the Rex life. Explain that to like somebody from outside of Toronto.
Oh, fuck, it's savage. Once you've grown up in a hood anywhere in Toronto, it's basically the same shit. Same shit, you know what I mean? Like, you have, like, the boredom is on you, you know what I mean? Everybody's just trying to eat, everybody's trying to live, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people have talents, you know what I mean? Like, the hood, trust me, I've seen a lot of talent in the hood. From rapping to ball to anything, you know what I mean? Like,
and even, like, high school times, where you, like, were you... one of the outgoing types, shy type, like?
Nah, me in high school, I was more like, me personally, like, I go to school, like, I only fuck with a few niggas, so I'm not gonna, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not really, like, I'll say, I'm not really sociable like that. Like, I stick to myself, I stick to who I know, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And even for somebody for living in this, like the Rex is a notorious hood, like living hard hood life. So I don't want to get like too deep up in your business, but like, did you have like a single parent household or both parents in the house? Like, what was that like, the family unit like in the house?
Family was just my mom.
Just your mom Dukes.
Yeah.
And what kind of music was she listening to in the house? Like, what kind of music were you hearing when you were a kid?
R. Kelly, Sade.
Mm-hmm.
Enough like conscious reggae, you know what I mean? Like, Buju. You know what I mean? So like, depending on her vibe, I guess, you know what I mean? But a lot of like R&B, hip hop was coming from my bros, you know. I have a lot of older bros and shit.
Okay.
Hip hop coming from my bros and shit.
How many brothers you got?
A couple, you know.
Okay. So like, what was your introduction to hip hop? Like, what was the first thing that you were listening to that you were like, I want to hear this over and over again? That's not gonna work.
Oh shit.
Like, what do you mean?
Sorry. Like, the first rapper that you heard that you're like, yo, I'm playing this motherfucker on repeat all the time.
Whoa, fuck, my favorite rapper of all time is Nas, so you know, I'm more like, I fuck with that shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good rapper.
You know, awesome. I don't know about what he's doing now, but like,
yeah.
As far as when Nas was, yeah, Nas was my guy.
Okay.
Pretty sure he begged Nicki recently.
He did. Something right now. Not only... he cashed in two
big, like almost $2 billion deals mm-hmm. in the last year. He's a serious business.
Even without that, he's already shit.
For yeah, life. But like yeah. on this, like he invested in like certain things. You're like, wow, and then he got paid out like, twice in 1 year, $1 billion.
Oh yeah, he did a deal with Hennessy and all type of shit.
So keep it up.
Yeah. So even like. Even with more rappers, like, cause I know me as an artist or once upon a time artist, there was a lot of rappers that I was listening to, and then I got into rapping. Mm. You know what I mean? So besides Nas, what else rappers were you listening to? Even like Canadian rappers, like, what was the first Canadian rappers that you started hearing?
Come on, man, you already know, like, for when that Rap Chic joint came out, like that shit was like holy, like.
Mm.
I looked at those niggas like, yo, I look at these niggas on the block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Recipes. You know what I mean? I look at these niggas on the block and shit.
Okay.
It's like, fuck, to see these guys doing the rap shit, I'm like, holy. Like, I'm just looking at a man, I'm like, yeah, I can do that shit.
Yeah, so like, Rap Sheet, the them times.
Yeah, yeah.
05, holy.
Yeah.
I was on that, man.
I
was on that. I had a track called Straight Off the Block.
Which one?
It was Volume 1.
Okay, Volume 1. Volume 1 is the hardest one. I didn't watch the other one.
Yeah. And there was another artist that I was managing at the time named Scandalous who had a video on there called Bodman at the same time, too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Rap Sheet. That was definitely a classic time. So then with you, when did you start rapping? Because you said you didn't want to rap in the beginning.
Yeah, I started rapping probably like after I came out of YO, like 2010.
Okay. Okay, and like, what was the first experience like? You're in the studio, like, was it like right away natural, or like you had to work at it before you started?
No, I worked at it. I thought I was garbage when I first started. Man, I'm like, I'm fucking garbage. You know?
Okay.
Like, so what made you decide like, yo, I'm nice with this. I can.
Yo,
do this.
The man them. It's like, yo, if the man them weren't feeling me, I wouldn't put a shit.
Mmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, if they ain't rocking with it, I ain't putting on shit.
Okay. So like, what was the first song that you noticed you started getting traction from?
Tiger Blood.
Street classic.
Okay.
Like, Tiger Blood is the first time I'm like, yo, okay, like, people actually come up to me and they're like, yo, they know they
the
track.
That was
like,
a freestyle.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that was not written.
Okay, so you mean like you went in and you just went off the head?
Got it.
Wow. No punching, nothing, just off the head. That's crazy. So then what about your writing process now? Do you still do a lot of freestyles or do you do more writing?
No, I don't use pen or nothing like that.
You write.
Interesting.
Like, I'm more like vibe on the beat and like I repeatedly like, you know, go at it.
Mm. And you store it in your brain type of thing?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So what's a beat selection?
You don't do a lot of takes to just finish a track.
Wow.
When you're selecting beats, what is your like, so how is your process? You just sit back, vibe.
Yo,
to
for
the
when
beat?
The beat drops, if it drops a certain way and I don't like it, I'm like, I change it.
Okay.
I like the way it drops. Like, for when it first drops, if it's right, you'll know it's right.
Get that feeling.
Yeah. And even now, like, you got tracks that are burning down the place, right? You know, I always wonder because I know there's parents that are supportive of music and then there's parents who are like, don't do that shit. Do something else with your life. How is it at home? Are they like, yo, keep on doing the music thing? Or they're like, yo, go do some other shit?
No, but at the same time, you know, you have to be versatile, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you have to have more than one hustle. You feel what I'm saying? So like, music's not even on like the forefront of me right now. Like right now, like, you know what I mean? Like I'm more chasing my bag and shit than I'm chasing the music. If I get a bag from the music, then shit, I'll chase the music.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But like,
2019, we're gonna chase the music.
So. Yeah, because this city, we have a spotlight on our city.
100%.
Hold on a second, quick. I'm sorry. What's your name? Because we want to get you introduce yourself.
Yes.
JG.
Sharky.
Little J. All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
Sharky and Little J.
He keeps answering, you know.
Yeah. The guy here.
Yeah, man. We got a full house in here today, man. Yeah, man. And like,
we always roll with the squad.
Yeah, man. Like, okay. So, I want to get a little bit more personal, also, right? You said that, like, with your brother's passing. Okay. R.I.P. Young Dubs. You know what I'm saying? It was a big thing in the scene and everything. How did that affect you when it came to your music and everything like that? Like, what were you going through in those times?
No, it just made me want to do the music harder. You know, as far as everything else, there's no comment on that. You know what I mean? It's just, as far as that, that's what it is.
Oh, shit. And I always ask this to a lot of artists that are like still getting into this music stuff, right? What collaborations would you like to see yourself doing in the future? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you can get to get with any of these American artists or people that you're fucking with, like right now in your headphones or in the car, you know what I'm saying? Who would you like to do a collab with in the States?
Or in the city?
The city is like, I see the way the city is like, it's like a one-sided thing. So, you know, I can't really vibe with the whole city, you know what I mean? But yeah, like, as far as the city goes, like, people reach out to me. Whoever reach out to me, they know who they are, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I keep my shit, you know, like.
And if you could do some collabs with guys in the States, like, for, like, whoever's popping right now, who would you do a collab with?
Right now, who's hot right now? I like 21 Savage's shit.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like me and it can vibe ball. I like 21 Savage's shit. The new shit he just dropped is hot.
Mm. Okay, okay. Also, you have a track that's out. It's a little bit of controversy around the track. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, people do diss tracks in the city, right?
100%.
My question is, and I've asked this also in other programs and stuff like this, do you feel that diss tracks is something that holds us back from getting to the next level in the city, or is this something that just has to happen?
No, it doesn't have to happen. But as far as like, it's just part of the culture.
Yeah,
it's part of the culture. You know what I mean? You see people doing this all the time. Tory's doing, young Tory Lane's doing it. It's just culture. It's for the art of the sport. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Outside of music, but still in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let's say with the perfect situation where like the music starts popping off. Okay, what would be like the next steps then? You know what I mean? Like, would you be into acting, different things like that? Like, what would be other plans outside of music if you got this shit popping for real, real, real?
Me personally, I just want to invest. I more want to invest into shit, you know, like mm-hmm. property and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because that's what I know people are, you know, you're just up. Now you're up.
Yeah. So smart planning and shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm.
Yeah.
Am I taking this right here? Okay. My bad. Okay.
This is done, fam.
New Year's resolutions. Do you have any resolutions, fam?
I'm just trying to really stay focused, you know?
Mm.
In every way, you know? Like, not really trying to lack, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to focus on the bag. I'm trying to focus on the music. I'm trying to focus on, you know, like, on a positive vibe, you know? Because me personally, I have my little rap sheet behind me, so, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show that I can do something. Because the music now is giving you a next way that you can make your money legit.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
do things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Even, like, with doing shows and stuff like that, what's the process with that? Like, are you got some shows planned for 2019 and stuff like that?
Nah, I have nothing planned right now. 2019 is more, I'm trying to release an EP.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that'll be coming soon. Very soon.
Okay. Okay, so what, the EP's done, or is it like you got some like features on it, different things like that? What, like, who's the beats on that? Like,
right now I have a youngin from the ends, you know,
mm-hmm.
Paulo. He makes a lot of the beats. Shout out Paulo.
Okay,
you know what I mean. Right now I'm working with him on some tracks.
Okay, who else we got on there?
It's just me. Focus. I just want to do it. Probably me.
Wizzy.
Yeah, Wizzy's on it, you know.
Mm.
Wizzy from the block.
Okay. Shout out to Wizzy. Yeah, man.
We have a surprise guest.
Wizzy had a dope tune on our top six tracks in Toronto.
Yeah, that was last week, no?
Yeah, last week that tune dropped. That was a heavy tune.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Wizzy.
Yeah, man. And like 2019, right? Mm-hmm. Cuz we're in 2019 now, right?
Made it.
We definitely made it. As you said, you got the EP coming out. What else plans you got for 2019, like as far as like getting the music going to the next level and shit like that?
I'm just trying to, yeah, like you said, you know, as far as features, that's what I'm trying to get out there too, you know? Like, I'm trying to get more, you know, like on a network vibe with people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, you know, I don't know. vibe ain't right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Vibe in the city definitely needs to change.
Definitely. Even with cutting through with the social media, right? I see when you drop on social media, like when you drop a post or something like that, you're getting a lot of traction right away, right? And I always wonder to myself, how the fuck do, how did certain people cut through the traffic, right? So what's your key to cutting through the traffic on social media to let people know that you got some shit coming out?
I don't even know, my nigga. Like, I swear more times it's just my niggas posting. When it gets out, I don't even know how it gets out.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because like I said, man, they ain't everybody fucking with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whoever
yeah.
fucks with me, shout them out. You see what I'm saying? They know who they are. I don't have to do the specifics. But shout you out. Social media.
A lot of people fuck with you, still.
A lot of people fuck with you, dog. The numbers show, you know what I'm saying? Numbers don't lie, dog.
Definitely.
Shout out to people.
People fuck lie, but numbers don't.
100%, 100%.
Trust me. And even with this city, right? 2018, it was a crazy time. You know what I'm saying? And I've asked this to a lot of different guests in the past to try to put together like an answer that we can collaborate with everybody, right? What do you think that we can do for 2019 to bring down like the violence and the crime that's going on in the city? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I know fuck. I'm not talking about the black community or hip hop community. I'm talking about Toronto as a whole.
Me personally, I don't even know nothing about that, man.
Nothing about that shit.
I don't know nothing about that shit.
Music and violence don't even mix.
These are facts.
And okay, my last
music
question.
Music and violence doesn't mix.
That's the title. that's bars right there. My last question, and I'm gonna be going to something that we have called Smoke and Mirrors, where we talk about like weekly news and hip hop stuff that goes on. But my last question, as somebody who's like a young OG, I would call you. All right. What advice do you have for like the young kids out there, like the 16-year-olds and different things like that, who are, you know, in the scene trying to get into this music shit? You know,
especially the ones on your block that are younger than you, you know, like 13-year-olds.
Yeah,
those guys shit. That they see you guys, you know, and they look up, you know, this like when you were in their situation, like say, like how it felt maybe when you seen like Jellystone and he was blowing up in Rex. You know what I mean? Like that same type of, you know. So what would you say to these kids, like? Anything that would just, you know, give them something to think on.
Me personally, I just tell them, you know, like, don't let the obstacles and stuff like be in your way. Don't let that phase you. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing. People get in the obstacles and then it makes them stop doing shit. Like, you don't want to do that no more. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to just be able to push through that and just keep moving. At the end of the day, it's like, fuck. At one point when I was rapping, I didn't even think I was like nice. Now it's like, to even get the recognition I have now, you know what I mean? I appreciate it.
Well, listen, it's when I go through the process, like when we're looking to see who we want on the show, it's a different set of things that go into consideration. There's like who's hot on the street from what we can just see from our own vantage point or whatever it is.
From us just going on YouTube and watching videos and stuff like that.
That's just in our face. And then also who's in the comments like, yo, you need to get so-and-so on the show, right? People don't say in the comments, yo, can you get so-and-so on the show? They're like, yo, you need to have so-and-so on the show. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you're sleeping. Yeah, you ain't have so-and-so on yet? What are you guys? Are you dumb?
Like, that sounds like me.
Yeah. Right?
That sounds like me.
So I'm reading these shits, right? And I'm like, okay, I see Young Lava's name a few times. I'm going to get at this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And be like, yo, we need to hear that the people want to hear from you. You know what I'm saying?
We're working behind the scenes, people. Believe it or not, we be working. Me.
But yo, I want to hold you for something, okay? We have something called Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah.
Take a break?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break.
Switch up the camera batteries.
And we're going to switch up our camera batteries. But I want to hold you for something called Smoke and Mirrors, right? Mm-hmm. And for the people who are in the listening audience, we got Young Lava in the building, you know what I'm saying? And we got the whole squad in the building too, you know what I'm saying? But also...
Great.
Yes, we're going to take a break. Shout out to Savvy.
Yo, Sav, calm down. Boss lady, relax.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right, so let's get back into our Smoke and Mirror segment. We got Smiley in the fucking building right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Mr. B.O.B.
Yes. Yo, a couple things I want to bring up in the news here. lady dies in a donation box.
Oh, that was sad.
Did you tragic. Hear about that?
Yeah, that was fucked up. So.
Yeah, man. So the lady, she was trying to get into the donation box. Some people are saying, Sav was saying people are trying to sleep in there. They were saying in the news, they're saying people try to take the clothes out of it.
Yeah, okay. They're saying they're trying to steal the donations that people are putting. And some people are trying to get shelter, right?
Mm.
But you think about it. If she needed to go in there, she probably needed what was going on in there.
Yeah.
Or maybe she didn't even need anything. Maybe she was putting something in and she dropped something that she needed.
No. She was going inside.
Yeah, but listen to Friday, what I'm saying. Cutter. But listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She might have put something in and she may have dropped something else in there that she didn't mean. Maybe her ring slipped off. You know, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
You ever see somebody try to get in one of those boxes?
Back in the days.
No?
Back in the days. But this is people that need, you know, like, look where it's at. Dover Court and Bloor.
Yeah, right? Come on. Yeah. Well, R.I.P. Crystal. You know what I'm saying?
That's her name?
Yeah.
Yes, R.I.P. Crystal, because she was 35 and stuff.
I want to show y'all something. Yeah. In the neighborhood, they said she was well-loved and everything like that. Here's the thing with that thing, eh? It's because the new flaps, they say that the way it is.
It's a double door.
Yeah, you open one door and then it's supposed to close before the next door opens so that nobody can thief anything.
It's like a mailbox.
Yeah. But because of that, when she tried to go in, the next door caught her. And
her weight made her. But that's what I'm saying. She might have been trying to.
No, I'm not laughing at the murkage, but just like, weesh.
Yeah, and she's not the first person. Supposedly like up to 8 people have passed away like that.
Jesus Christ.
I want to show that, not that same way, but dealing with those boxes.
Yeah, they're taking them off the market.
They're redesigning them. Yeah,
I'm gonna show y'all something, and you're gonna see it on the video later. Oh, I'm gonna bring the screen higher.
Oh, this guy with you.
Watch this now. This is real.
Oh,
where's my sound effects? This needs some sound effects.
Have you seen these? Have you seen these guys?
No, I never seen them. What the fuck?
Thank you. Thank you. You took the words right out of my mouth, sir.
What the fuck
is this?
Wide neck. Oh. Okay, so here we go now.
Yeah, these guys.
You never seen these guys? Nah. Wide neck and long neck?
No, never.
Or daddy long neck? Mm-hmm. Okay, so wide neck is from Florida.
Some social media guys.
Yeah, he was going through some whole bunch of like issues in jail and shit like that, and his mugshot popped up and it went viral. Right? That's wide neck. Long neck is from Michigan, from Flint.
Yeah.
Right? And he's got some kind of disease or some shit like that where he's like, he can't gain weight, right? And man, I guess can't gain weight when his neck got long or something. I don't know, right?
Man said his neck got long.
Okay, here's my question.
Kill me Friday.
Because there's a question here.
Okay, yeah. What's the question?
Do you feel anybody is able to just get into rap these days as long as you have a gimmick?
No.
You still have to have talent?
Yeah.
Explain. So you're not telling me that wide neck and daddy long neck can't have like a 10-year career?
No, bro. People are just gonna watch that because they're funny to watch. You know?
Yeah. That's a quick flip.
It's like a one hit wonder. You know?
You're wrong. They have more videos.
Friends, you're wrong.
I thought this. I was like, this man sent this to me in the DMs, and I'm like, fuck
basically,
am I
15
at?
Minutes of fame is what they're gonna, you know.
Yeah, you know.
This is their 15 minutes of fame. They're using it well. You know. Now these, you didn't see. You know who? You don't see. Notice if you watch that video, they're wearing Shrimp Gang. Shrimp Gang is right. No, it's no. That Supreme Patty kid, right?
Who are these names?
This is another. Like,
you shot like three names at me, and I'm like, I thought I'd be on the internet.
No,
and
the
shit.
Shrimp Gang. That's Supreme Patty. Like it's a. This is like his thing. You know, it's like a iced out shrimp or whatever.
Jesus Christ.
He's the guy that goes around like, he had one video where He reverse robbed the store. He ran in the store and put money in the till and then paid for backwards and ran out. Right? Like, he came in with a machine, like, so, whatever, put money in the till, grabbed backwards, paid for those, and then cut. That was his, like, he's one of these viral guys.
Oh, man.
Yo, but yeah.
When you're in LA, right? Because Smiley was recently in LA, right? Did you see any of these people that you see on, like, not the stars, like the internet stars, like the Welvin and Catch Me Outside? Did you see any of these people?
I see those guys I'm not really tuned into, but I was too drunk that night, so like I don't even remember, like, you know? The only one I do remember is Zach Bia.
Okay. You know? Zach Bia. Who the fuck is that? That's another...
I'm going to have to look that. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah, we got to do our Googles on that one right there.
So at this party, you say you were so drunk. Yeah. How was the party overall?
It was crazy, you know? It was nuts. It was, you know, all those parties, private parties, they open bar and shit, you know? So just getting fucked up.
Wow.
So this is after the intro video when Drake.
This is
after you did the thing and everything. So now it's like flying out parties in LA.
And you're nuts. In LA. Did people at the party know who you were? A couple people?
Yeah, of course. You know, coming up to me.
Okay.
Seeing KD bump into the intro.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Give me another, like, somebody who came up to you who was like, yo, dog, I fuck with your music. You were like, I did not expect that.
Like, a bunch of people, like, you know, I don't remember who they are. Like, I actually don't remember. Blackout night, you know? Like,
okay.
I actually don't remember.
Because you can name drop. Today is, it's okay. Drop all the fucking names. We ain't jumping over. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Everybody wants all the noise.
You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
Man, I told you it's a blackout night. Open bar, party in LA.
When did you wake up, dog?
I woke up in my hotel SLS, you know?
Okay. Sick. Okay. One more thing I want to bring up in the news, all right?
So you didn't have a hard time crossing the border?
Not really. So
that's good. That's blessed. Like, Keep that up. Utilize that. Make sure you can keep that intact.
Mm-hmm. You got the owl stamp on the fucking passport. They said, go. You're already the fuck up, man. You got a party to go to, my nigga. The person said my nigga too at the border and shit, my nigga. Daps.
Yeah, don't kill me.
Fuck, like, you know, they still give me hard time there because of the tattoo on my face. You know?
Did they make you go to the other line?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Secondary.
Other line, sir. One of those ones, eh?
Jeez. Yeah, I see if I have a gun on me because, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? Why'd I bring a gun here? Like, you know,
search
their car and stuff.
Who's going to go to the border to the guy and say, yeah, actually? You know what? Actually, some people do say yes.
Yeah.
No, because there's people who are like, yeah, I got two rifles that are in my in the carry-on. Here are the licenses for them. Yeah, I usually hunt about two deers. I know one of them is a semi-automatic thing, but you know these American niggas will buy like the craziest with the barrel or whatever, and they're just like live in the forest.
To the border. I got a conceal and carry, so you know I always got my Glock 40 on me, and I rolled up on the border. I didn't know I couldn't carry in Canada. Sorry, no, sir, you have to go back to the United States.
Trust me, it's not a dumb question they ask you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're waiting for you to say yes, and then pull out a fucking piece of paper, and then they're going to be like, "Holy shit, nigga, you got one of those."
Just keep it moving. They let you through. Keep it moving. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving. Keep it positive. Keep it moving.
Trust me. Last person I want to bring up, and don't run into this nigga next time you go over there, Kels. We bringing him up, but
surviving R. Kelly.
Listen, Kelly ain't gonna survive surviving R. Kelly.
Yo, I seen a clip today where this man's brother said that he was molested by his older sister.
Yeah. Through the whole thing. I wasn't really keeping up with the story, but I actually did see that today.
Yeah.
Okay.
The man said his older sister, you know, damn.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Georgia police have been starting to do investigations.
I've been seeing that.
They're talking to all the different people who have escaped the whole house thing, especially that one woman who's been doing a lot of talking and stuff like that.
Mm.
And they're trying to build a case on it right now. So after all of this whole R. Kelly shit that we've been talking about the whole year and everything, they might actually lock this nigga up.
Trying to do him like Bill.
Yeah, sure. Like that. They're going to do that. I think so, too, you know?
You think they're going to get him this time?
They're trying to do him like Bill.
Here's what my thing, okay? I feel like we're all a little bit guilty, okay? Because there was a point in time where we've been known that the nigga was funny. But Ignition, did we bump to Ignition in the club at some point in time?
Any of us? Listen to me, I stopped fucking with R. Kelly after the pissing, I won't even lie, and then he came out with all this Pied Piper bullshit. Actually, even before that, when he had this Trapped in the Closet bullshit and all these Mr. Big, like, I had no time for this nigga.
Yeah, well, like, that's the only thing I actually did watch back in the days. The whole the Mr. Big
stuff, closet, that, yeah, know? But that is different. But that Trapped in the Closet, I couldn't deal with that shit, man.
Yeah, that was
I couldn't deal with that shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't, me personally, I couldn't deal with that. I'm like, yo, I'm done with this nigga. Fuck that. I don't care if he's written for Michael Jackson, he's written for this nigga, whatever. Fuck this nigga, I'm done.
So that was your exit point?
Yeah.
Trapped in the Closet. Smiley. R. Kelly. What was your exit point where you were like, all right, I have enough of this nigga. I'm not listening to any more of his tunes. I'm hearing them and they sound fucked up now.
Like, I never really listened to him like that. Like, the only song I could say I actually listened to was The Same Girl. You know, but I don't know if that was after or before Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the only two things. After that, I didn't really care for him. I never knew anything about him. Like, I just didn't fuck with him.
And you're younger, too. So you didn't have all of the rest of the fucking stuff like unfolding like we were, right? This is why we're all still guilty, okay? You explained yours with the track with the Same Girl. You said you were done at Trapped in the Closet, but you weren't done at 12 Play. You weren't done before, because these are all pre-Trapped in the Closet.
I'll tell you this right now. You see that song 12 Play? I didn't even know about it. I just
Bump
know,
and Grind.
Bump and Grind. I knew about that song, I won't lie. But I knew when he married Aaliyah. I was like, that's kind of fucked
that's
up.
Post, but, that's post marrying Aaliyah.
But I'm just saying, I know this guy. But it's true, we are all guilty. We are.
Fiesta.
Oh, gosh.
Fiesta remix. Fiesta. With Hove insuring it? Hove?
Okay, relax, buddy.
Chill, bro. Sorry. No, man, the real I'm saying, like, you Red got Bull the feeling.
That's the R. Kelly song?
Yeah.
This is an older guy conversation. I never heard none of this guy's songs.
You know? Dog, don't listen, Smiley. You've been in the clubs, and they do an old school set for a second.
Probably
and
not.
And you get, yes, sir, yes, sir, Fiesta.
I don't go to that club that much.
Listen, the man said it. This is an old man conversation. The man said it. Move on. Next. What do you have next?
No, I'm still staying on R. Kelly for a second and we're done. Okay. John Legend starts getting shots because he's on the fucking thing. Right? On this R. Kelly special.
Okay.
And then they start sending shots at his neck, posting pictures with him, his wifey, and fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, I seen that. And the single he didn't know of, everybody knew. Everybody knew they're saying. So okay, yo, let's get something a little younger. What do you think about Tekashi and his baby moms balling out on the live?
That's amazing. That's great. That's what's supposed to happen, you know?
You don't think he's tricking?
Who? For his... He is
not baby tricking moms.
If he got it. You know his new girl, dumb little girl holding it down, you know?
So you think that's the one that's going to ride with him through his shit?
Not necessarily, you know, but... She's there, like, you know, she's obviously there for who he is, but...
Yeah, because she's the new one. The baby mom's who's, like, beacon.
Yeah.
She ain't, because she's, like, kind of mad because she's getting cut out of the picture kind of thing.
Yeah,
she might be the one who ended up being really the rider if he was like, yo, I'm going to hold you down, fuck this other bitch. Because he's about to, he might do some time. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he might be playing
himself.
You
also never know how they were before he was Tekashi 6ix9ine, you know?
True. So,
you know.
True. Even staying on this Tekashi guy, the way that they're making it look like the best option he has is to fucking talk. Do you think he gonna fucking talk?
Nah, I think he's getting out for sure. Like, I never, like, this is nonsense for him to still be in there right now, you know? His lawyer should have got him out of there, but...
So you don't think he was really gang? He was just probably like, yo, these, you know, they seen a check in him, like the what's this Treyway niggas, they seen a check in him and they're like, yo, put him down and make him fucking the face of the shit.
Like, I don't know. So at first I thought it was just another one of his stunts for his sales, you know, but fuck, he's still in there, so it's real. But I'm not too tuned into that too, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
Like, all his charges, but like, you know, I think he's gonna come on.
Yeah.
And so, aren't they talking about like $1 million bill or some shit? Like
1.5 million.
Yeah.
Yo, I heard the man was ready to give up his whole bank account to come out of jail. The man like, yo, take all my money. Get me out of this bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So 1.5, you know, he'll put that up in a second if they grant that.
But he's not going to be able to go on Instagram if he gets out.
See, that's one of his conditions?
Mm-hmm. He has to stay off the gram. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things that they're saying. He's saying that he's promising. His lawyers are like, yo, we'll stay off the gram. We'll do anything y'all want. So if they say, all right, cool, he comes home, but we don't get Tekashi back on.
No one wants, like, everyone likes the Tekashi Instagram bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
He's fucked. That was going to fuck him up so if he comes out like that.
That's part of his whole, his marketing campaign and shit, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's what's going on in the news, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to beat the R. Kelly thing to death, but just, you know, I thought we put a cap on it last week, and then
there's
the fucking,
more to come.
This is just like, there's more holy, to come. What else is...
There's more to come, there's more to come.
And last thing
this
on
won't
this...
won't be the end, this won't be the end.
His sales are going up. His streams have gone up on all DSPs, digital streaming platforms and shit, right? His fucking streams have gone up.
Wow, that's interesting.
Why do y'all think this? Okay, I have my theory. Why do you think R. Kelly streams are going up with his special going
up? I see how you booming right back to R. Kelly.
You know, the producer. Slick,
yo. Like, I don't know, people are probably trying to listen to the lyrics in his pervert songs, you know?
Yeah, they're trying to pinpoint, you know, they're trying to pick up every line.
Research.
Now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yo, you heard that? Yo, this nigga said this.
Yeah. Right,
so. I knew it. What do you think?
What do I think what?
What's your theory on why his streams have gone up?
I think, like he said, people want to hear the lyrics. They're investigating the lyrics now.
Mm.
Some people that never really listened to R. Kelly, believe it or not, there are people out there who probably never really listened to R. Kelly. And they're like, oh, who's this guy? Let's check him out.
Yeah, you know?
I see something on the Shade Room, like, because I always heard the pissing thing, but I never knew, like, how he did it. But, like, I seen a Shade Room video where, like, he's performing and he just pisses on the crowd or some shit. Is that really what happened? Like,
No. So what happened, there was a video of him.
That's crazy.
And there was a girl. There must have been a girl in the studio, like a young girl. And he, whatever she was doing, I guess she was lap dancing or some shit or whatever on a chair or some shit. And at one point, the man just decided, you know what? I'm going to piss on the bitch. And he just popped, sorry, not to call her a bitch. He pissed on the young lady. And yeah, he just decided, you know what? I'm going to give her a golden shower. And bang, the man
baby
hit her up.
Easy, man, easy.
But this is what he did.
Don't have too much fun with it because there's a serious thing going on here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he did, though. Am I lying? He was charged?
In the video, though.
Was he convicted for it?
No, he was not convicted.
He beat the charge?
He beat that. He said it was his brother.
Yo,
so this is all alleged.
Boondocks.
This is all alleged.
Don't kill me right
this
now.
This is all alleged.
Don't kill me. Alleged. All right,
okay,
alleged.
YouTube, but don't come for us.
But there was a video. There was a video. It was grainy, but there was a video.
Yes, there definitely was a video. He's having intercourse with what they say, or allegedly.
See, I didn't even go that far. You understand? I said there was lap dancing with the man, and then he just said, yeah, this guy said, intercourse. Yeah.
And there's another video as well where they show him actually setting up the camera with his. Because in the video, he has a mask.
Allegedly.
Right? In the video.
Oh, it's Pied Piper mask.
Yeah, there's the person in the video had a mask.
Right? The Pied Piper mask that he wore for a couple of months after same mask. Video.
And then after, when they started charging him with it, he said it was his brother. And he didn't get convicted.
So this got stalemated.
Yeah. And then since then, and here's why another reason why we're guilty. And then I'm gonna leave it. Jokes about these guys.
Yes, people have made jokes.
You know what I'm saying? About the pissing, Dave Chappelle, all that shit.
Yeah, that's probably my
most classic skit.
Yo, that's one of my favorite Dave Chappelle skits. I won't even lie.
Dave Chappelle's guilty. And you guilty for laughing. And me too. I'm not saying that it's all y'all. It's me too.
It's ingrained in society, especially in our community. It's fucked up.
They made it okay.
I seen a thing earlier. Okay, I seen a thing where a man was talking about how a Foxy Brown said Jay-Z took her virginity at 15.
That's what I'm talking about. Now right? all these things are coming out.
Right? So.
Hey.
Whatever. It's fucked up.
So, yeah. That's happening. You know what I'm saying? Let's you know, mosey on out. You know what I'm saying? I want to get all your social medias.
All what are you doing next?
Yeah. What's the next project, man? What's the next move, man?
Like, honestly, yeah, obviously dropping the album, you know, but haven't really thought of a name yet, but there's enough. I have enough songs right now to drop like two albums, but I'm just still cooking, you know?
You have enough songs to drop two albums?
Yeah.
How many fucking songs do you got in the tuck right now, fam?
A lot.
That means he's working. So we're expecting any collabs, or these are all solo?
I'm planning solo project, you know, but I have a lot of people trying to collaborate now.
What about production?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, producers. Like, do you have any Murder Beats or any 40 on there, maybe, you know? Like,
the Murder Beats, Take Keys. So, you know?
Ooh, Take Keith, fuck these niggas up, yo.
Okay.
Let the people know where to find you social media wise and like all your streaming platforms.
Instagram, The Real Smiley. Our Apple, our Spotify, Smiley61st. I don't have Twitter or none of that, but you know, that's where you can find me.
Dope. Mad respect for coming through doing
for
this.
For sure, anytime,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, that's me, a.k.a. PK Herc, you know, SSC_HeyHercs_PK on Instagram. That's the platform to find me. You know what I mean? Holler at your boy. I'll be more interactive in 2019.
Shout out to the Bull Rider, yo.
It's not a Bull Rider.
What the fuck is this?
That's the head stash.
I'm having a hard day with fucking weed today, bro.
That's the head stash.
So, quick side note before I fucking give my social medias. It's because I've been smoking a lot of papers lately. And
backwoods.
All these backwoods and fucking.
Did I give you a hemp wrap?
And a hemp wrap.
Ita hemp wrap. No grabba.
Anytime it's podcast night now, y'all might hear me coughing a little bit
what
more.
What the fuck is that? It's called head stash.
All right?
Rewind! Toronto Organics.
Yo, listen, man. Shit got my head fucked up. But yeah, hit me up. Hit up all my social medias. That's Friday Ricky Dread. That's D-R-E-D. Hit up my website. That's Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dread. That's D-R-E-D. I felt like I just got slower when I was explaining that shit too. Hit up all of our, hit up our website. That's welovehiphop.ca. Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Twitter, We Love Hip Hop T.O. or Toronto.
The old pages. Is suspended.
Yes, it's true.
So you know what that means. We got kicked out of class and we can't go back to school till they tell us we're allowed. So what we do, we went to a new page, which means that's a new school. But it's still the old university of YouTube.
Super
They're
facts.
Still fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we have our new page.
Yeah, so make sure to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button that's in the corner so you'll know. And hit the notification bell so you'll know when we're dropping new videos.
We
all
didn't go nowhere.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We still have our... SoundClouds and all other listening platforms,
shit.
Right?
Yeah, man. We're there, like the air. I'm going to take us out with a tune here by Avion Rivers and Lanko. Tune's called Midnight.
All right.
Let's see here now. Plug in a speaker.
Shake down.